raise the bar, and then raise it again. Constantly be raising the bar on the expectations you have for yourself and your abilities. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is our Consistency 365 series. This is a year-long series that airs daily in between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, where we are focused on incrementally improving and taking steps towards lasting consistency. Not this, I'm good for a few weeks and then I have a bad week, or I'm good for a few days and then the end of the week is rough. We really want to be consistent in all seasons. I shared the other day on Instagram that I moved on from the 88-pound kettlebell in my workouts and jumped up to the 97-pound kettlebell because I'm always looking to raise the bar. And I when I train with weights, we focus on progressive overload, which means as soon as you can lift heavier, you do. Now, obviously, that assumes things like good form and proper technique and being pain-free and having a good range of motion that we won't go into today. But I realized how fitness isn't just about fitness. It isn't just about strength. It isn't just the physical side of things. And it isn't even just the health side of things. When we invest in our physical health and when we prioritize getting stronger and getting more fit, it teaches us so much about life. And I realized that as in two or three of my lifts just today, we increased the weight. We increased the weight on the bench press. We increased the weight on some kettlebell work. And we increased the weight in my row, my one arm row. And we do that all the time. We're always paying attention to, are you ready to go heavier? Are you ready to go heavier? We don't want to get complacent. And it's so true in all aspects of our lives. You might feel like you're a great parent, and it doesn't mean that you can't do better, that you shouldn't do better, that you shouldn't raise the bar a little bit. Maybe you've been doing really great with your health and your nutrition, but you can do more. And there's so much more available to us when we don't get complacent and we're always looking for that opportunity where we can grow, where we can raise the bar, where we can push ourselves just a little bit more. It's honestly one of my favorite things about fitness that there's so much crossover, growth, and learning and opportunity that comes from it that has nothing to do with weights and nothing to do with my physical body. But as I left the gym today, pushing myself and raising the bar and upping the ante, I asked myself, where do I have the capacity to do this in other areas of my life? And the first thing that came to mind for me was getting up a little bit earlier, because I've been in a good spot and I have my routine in the morning, but I know it can be a little bit better. I know that there's some time for me to carve out quiet, contemplative prayer time, reading my Bible that oftentimes right now I'm not doing, but I am doing other things. But we can raise the bar. We can push ourselves, and not as a punishment, not because there's no such thing as good enough, but because growth is available. And that benefits us and everybody around us. So raise the bar and then raise it again and be on the lookout for when you're ready to raise it yet again. I'll see you tomorrow.